Hello everyone, today I'm going to be talking about Black Friday and what it really means. Well, growing up, I knew nothing about Black Friday. I didn't get to really know about Black Friday until I got married and I went to work and my boss held this meeting and said, well, tomorrow is, you're not working for Thanksgiving, but you're going to be working for Black Friday. And he held a meeting explaining that he wanted us to make sure everything was set up properly, that everything was ready when the shoppers came in. Because at the time I was working in retail. So when we went back to the floor, I asked my coworker, I'm like, what's Black Friday? So she was shocked. She said, you don't know what Black Friday is? I was like, no. So she said, well, it's when, you know, they come in early in the morning and they start shopping. She said, but oh my God, they're going to be fighting, pushing. And I was like, for real? So she said, yeah. So I was like, oh, wow. So I was excited to be working Black Friday because I wanted to see what the fuss was about. So Black Friday came. I honestly say I'm happy working Black Friday because of the retail profits go up. And our bosses, most managers and supervisors, even when I was a manager and supervisor in retail, you know, we celebrate, we give our coworkers food. Sometimes we let them shop themselves. You know, we give them little gifts for being there so early in the morning. Then when my children started going to school, they started to tell me that Black Friday was a part where there were slaves, where they were selling African-American slaves, workers at discount prices. So I'm like, oh, wow. But according to history, that's a myth. That's not true. But there was two things that they said. The first one was that the first record use of the term Black Friday was applied not to post-Thanksgiving holiday shopping, but to financial crisis. Specifically, the crash of the U.S. gold market on September 24th, 1869. Two notoriously ruthless Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Frisk, worked together to buy up as much as they could of the national gold, hoping to drive the price sky high and sell it for astonishing profits. On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, sending the stock market into free fall and bankrupting everyone from Wall Street barons to farmers. So that was one part of Black Friday they was talking about, besides the enslaved part. So here's the real meaning of Black Friday. Behind Black Friday, however, it's not as sunny as retailers might have you believe. Back in the 1950s, police in the city of Philadelphia used the term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving, when hordes of suburban shoppers and tourists flooded into the city in advance of the big Army-Navy football game held on that Saturday every year. Not only would Philly cops not be able to take the day off, but they would have to work extra long shift dealing with the additional crowd and traffic. Shoplifters will also take advantage of the bedlam in stores to make off with merchandise, adding to the law enforcement's headache. By 1961, Black Fridays had caught on in Philadelphia to the extent that the city merchants and boosters tried unsuccessfully to change it to the Big Friday. In order to remove the negative connotation, the term didn't spread to the rest of the country until much later. However, as recently as in 1985, it wasn't in common use nationwide. Sometime in the late 1980s, however, we all found a way to reinvented Black Friday and turn it into something that reflects positively, something positive rather than negatively. on them and their customers. The results was the red to black concept of the holiday mentioned earlier, and the notion that the day after Thanksgiving marked the occasion when American stores finally turned a profit. So that's the real story of Black Friday. Here's my thought for Black Friday. I know everyone rushing because they think they're going to have great deals, but that's not true. Working in the retail business for as long as I have been working in the retail business, what happens is, let's say you have polo shirts, Ralph Lauren polo shirts. So you know the red, blues, and black and white sells really good. So you have this green one, and the green one doesn't sell. So they take it off the rack. They put it up because it hasn't been selling. Then when Black Friday comes, they mark it down to not even the lowest price, but the price it was already, and they resell it. So that's what really happens on Black Friday. You're not getting lower price. You're getting stuff that we take that we can't sell, and then we resell it because we know back, you know, everyone's so rushed to get something for the holidays, and they think they're getting a bargain, but you're really not getting a bargain. Now, if you want to get a great bargain, then you wait to Cyber Monday. That's when stuff is really cheap, on Cyber Monday, not on Black Friday. So I want to thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Spotify, wherever you listen to, Google, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share. Follow me at Sonya Vasquez 679, Twitter, Sonya Vasquez 679, Facebook, Sonya Vasquez 679. Instagram, you can leave a comment at sv766752@gmail.com. You can go to these websites, www.wavilo, use promo code Sonya. www.instacart.com, use promo code 156. If you like this and you want to buy me a coffee, go to Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you and much love.